Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spotify Wrapped. Who is your number one artist, Hannah?
Sabrina Carpenter, duh.
AB, who is yours?
I haven't checked yet.
Oh, you have to, because you do like
No,
a big,
I have to
like,
wait for my sisters.
You guys like do it as like a big thing. People mm-hmm. do it everywhere. Kevin obviously was Dua Lipa. What was yours, Alex?
Mine actually was a band called Lawrence this year.
Really?
They're awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they are awesome. Second was Sabrina Carpenter for me.
Wow.
Everyone, I feel like Sabrina Carpenter was so high on so many lists. So Rolling Stone actually did the top songs, and this is the best songs of 2024. So not the most streamed songs, not the most popular, but Rolling Stone, you know, those movie, their music critics, what did they think were the top songs of 2024? And see if you guys agree with the music critics. Number five, best song of 2024, Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
Birds of a feather,
I like this song.
I'm going to say I agree.
I feel like top five might be a little high for me, but I get it.
It's unique to Billie. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like her normal stuff.
All right.
So maybe that's why they rank so high.
This was one of the most streamed songs, and at the top of the list of most people, even Alex had her at the top of his list, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Sleep, baby, Espresso.
Best song of 2024.
If anything, I would argue that it should be higher.
There's some songs, so I honestly think this is probably right where it belongs, mainly because of the other songs that are on the list. I feel like they're bigger songs, and I thought they were clever, but I thought Sabrina Carpenter Espresso was super clever. The number one song throughout all of 2024 broke every single record for its listing on the Billboard chart the longest. It is basically impossible to dethrone. Came in at number three for Rolling Stone's best songs of 2024, and that's Shaboozy Bar Song.
Yeah.
Everybody at the bar,
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. The song is huge. It's just breaking
everybody
records.
At the bar, we were at the bar getting tipsy last night.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like the other songs were better than that.
It just dominated the charts, though. It's
I felt
the most
like that was the song of the summer, almost, if it wasn't a Sabrina Carpenter
It was
song.
Either, you know what? Most times, Song of the Summer is like very clear. I thought it was between a Bar Song, Espresso, and I Had Some Help from Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen did not make the list, by the way. I was surprised this song didn't finish number one, and it's Kevin's Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us.
They not like us. They not like us. They not
best
like
song.
They not like us. They not
song
like
was huge. Huge
like
rap
us.
Battle. Clever writing. That's what people said, that Kendrick Lamar wrote Drake. So I was surprised it wasn't the number one song.
Yeah.
But the number one song, which I hadn't seen on many top stream song list, actually, by the way, but it's a huge song from a huge artist, Chappell Roan, Good Luck Babe.
Okay.
Number one
song,
wow,
according to Rolling Stone, was the best song of 2024.
This was actually my number one song on Spotify.
Was it?
It was.
This is your most streamed song?
It was.
I was surprised by that. I had seen this song, but I hadn't seen Chappell Roan get like at the top of people's list.
I kept seeing her be at, like, float around like four or five on people's Spotify Wrapped. She's getting up there.
Yeah. I was shocked that Good Luck Babe was considered the best song of 2024.
Yeah. Where's Brad Summer?
Charlie XCX.
Not a thing.
It's not a thing, actually.